Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
Speaking for the legalization of marijuana.
WVQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man, and featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WVQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
I got a hand full of wonder seed. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery and grow a big green peach tree.
Do you want a marijuana? Do you want a little water?
Yeah. 95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
You can smoke as much as you like, you can smoke as much as you like.
It's so sticky, smells so nice. I can keep it blazing all night, and baby, you can smoke as much as you like. I said you can smoke as much as you like. Pass that bowl, hit that pipe. We'll be high as a kite, and baby, you can smoke as much as you like.
Smoke as much as
I said
you, like.
You can smoke as much as you like. Your little cutie, I hope you wanna use me. Let's smoke a little bud, then we can see a movie. Say what you really wanna hear. Got more weed than Budweiser's got beer. If you smoke this fatty, you won't feel your body. Gonna get so high, gonna need your mommy. I'll roll it, you lick it, I'll light it, you hit it. You know you ain't ever gotta buy it. It's so sticky, smells so nice. I can keep it blazing all night. And baby, you can smoke as much as you like.
Smoke as much as
I said, you can smoke as much as you like.
Smoke as much as you
pass that bowl, hit that pipe. We'll be high as a kite, and baby, you can smoke as much as you like.
Smoke as much as
I said, you can smoke as much as you like. But when you wanna smoke out, I can be your Boy Scout. I'm always prepared, cause weed is what I'm all about. I don't wanna see you pout, there won't be a need for doubt. As long as I'm around, you know you'll never ever be without. As long as you got me, you don't ever gotta buy it. Got some of God's own if you think you wanna try it. 6 grand blunts, I only roll the dankest shit. Girl, don't act so shy, you can wrap your lips around this and smoke this fatty. You won't feel your body gonna get so high. Gonna need your mommy. I'll roll it, you lick it, I'll light it, you hit it. You know you ain't ever gotta buy it. It's so sticky, smells so nice. I can keep it blazing all night. And baby, you can smoke as much as you like.
Smoke as much as
I said, you can smoke as much as you like.
Smoke as much as you
pass that bowl, hit that pipe.
as a kite. Baby, you can smoke as much as you like. I said you can smoke as much as you like. Fatty, you won't feel your body. Gonna get so high, gonna need your mommy. I'll roll it, you lick it, I'll light it, you hit it. You know you ain't ever gotta buy it. It's so sticky, smells so nice. I can keep it blazing all night. And baby, you can smoke as much as you like.
Smoke as much as you like.
You can smoke as much as you like.
Smoke as much as you
pass that bowl, hit that pipe. We'll be high as a kite. Baby, you can smoke as much as you like.
Smoke as much as you like.
You can smoke as much as you like.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams. And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
CincyGroove.com will be celebrating its 4-year anniversary on November 18th at the Madison Theater in Covington, Kentucky. Music for the evening will be provided by the headliner, Acoustacuca, and local openers, Hickory Robot and Carol Walker. CincyGroove.com will also be holding a canned food drive and winter clothing drive to benefit the Free Store Food Bank and St. Vincent de Paul. This will be an all-ages event with doors opening at 7 p.m. and the show beginning at 8 p.m. For more information about the event, go to CincyGroove.com.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
And is he going to be the governor tomorrow? I hope so. I so hope so. Gatewood Galbraith for governor tomorrow. God, don't be like my friend. I forgot to get registered to vote. I won't tell you who. just, but if you have a friend out there in Kentucky, or anywhere else for that matter, that said, oh, I forgot, I know I should have done it a year ago, but I forgot, and now I can't vote. Smack them for me. Just smack them. Smack them. Burn Man, would you do that for me?
Don't give them nothing to smoke.
Yeah, don't smoke your joint with them. Take it out of their hand. Unbelievable.
They don't need to smoke.
Unbelievable. Well, of course it is Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress over there rolling up the pot. Of course, is the Burn Man from Hemp Rock TV. And how's that doing?
Oh, doing pretty good, at least in Kentucky. It's a little slow over here.
Well, we do have things that are airing, correct? Or are you just getting some stuff in?
Still working on it.
Oh, you got to get some stuff edited. There you go. Well, you know, the point.
We got 24 hours of programming in Kentucky all the time now.
Well, now that's great for Kentucky on that side of the river.
Yeah.
Bring your mic over just a little bit so you can.
It'd be nice if they'd let them do it in the same form, but this way it's twice the work.
Well, you know, the Cincinnati area is 2 to 3 times as big as the Northern Kentucky area that uses the facility. So I know that that's one of the things. But, you know, that doesn't mean that if you're out there and don't want to do a program yourself, you shouldn't go to either studio, both sides of the river, and become a programmer. You can do that not only over there in Kentucky, but you can do it here at Media Bridges. That's what we are here, and that's what WVQC is for radio. So we do TV and radio, of course. And as I always like to say, and sometimes I forget, you can be a member for only $30 here at WVQC and join the fun down here at the illustrious Computer Cooperative Studios. Now, of course, today and tomorrow we're going to be talking about elections. Tomorrow is elections everywhere that's having them. Tomorrow, of course, is the run for governor in Kentucky. We've got city council running here in the Cincinnati area and a lot of issues that we're going to get to. I got a lot of junk mail. I'm so tired of the junk mail. And you know who's the telephone calls to my house. You know who the worst infractor is of calling my house and leaving a message from a voicemail machine? You know, it's just a recording calling.
Oh, a telemarketer from India, probably.
No, it's the Chris Bortz campaign for Cincinnati City Council. One of the people on council who voted to arrest people for smoking marijuana in Cincinnati. This guy has spent more money calling my house. It is pathetic. And then when you call them back, they say, if you don't want to be on this list, you have to call the election board. Why do I have to call them? You know, you guys are the one calling me. So I left a pretty nice message today and told them I'm not voting for him, by the way.
And telling people not to vote for him.
Yeah, and we're telling people not to vote for him. That's exactly right. That's Chris Bortz, a no vote. Now, I played at the beginning of the show, Burman, something that you like. Chief Greenbud.
Yeah.
We like Chief Green, but we don't get a whole lot of chance to play.
Never heard that one before.
Yeah, this is new stuff. It's called Smoke As Much As You Like.
I do that all the time.
I was going to say, you do that all the time. So do I. And probably most of the listeners here. So now, that comes off of he's actually got two sampler CDs. And as you know, I picked these up at the, like your t-shirt says, Cannabis Village rally in Columbus on October 8th, and the Green Baron was there passing these CDs out. So we want to give a shout out to the Green Baron out of Kentucky.
I like these $5 joints better.
I like the $5
little
joints.
Little lapel pin.
That's it. Aren't those
go
really
online
cute?
And find them.
Yep. What Birdman's talking about is, you know, you see a lot of people wearing little buttons that are, and I don't mean the big gigantic buttons. I mean like the little lapel kind that have like a gold pot leaf.
You got to really look at it to see what it
is. Yeah, it's about a half an inch long. It's got a little red tip, and it is very nice. It's not, I won't say cloisonné, but you know what little buttons like that are made out of, really nice, glossy. Is it a baked enamel, I guess?
That's what it looks like.
Maybe. Very nice. Anyway, he does sell those for donations, and you could probably look up the Green Baron online and find those joints. Yeah, those were pretty cool.
Green Baron $5 joints on a Google search. You'll find it.
You'll find it. That's right. But, of course, you can also find Chief Greenbud. He's out there. He's in the Tennessee, I think Nashville. He's the country slant of the hemp rock style music. Hemp rock, two words, not hemp rock like us. But, of course, we got a lot of other things going on, and you'll be hearing again in the show not only about Gatewood, but also about the Cincy Groove event that is coming up. That is 2 weeks, a little bit less than 2 weeks, and, of course, Cincy Groove is, he volunteers his time for, of course, the hemp rock events for photography, And I'm going to try to read this. I have one worse than this, but you'd be sitting there squinting. You wouldn't be able to read this, Burn Man, so I'm going to read it for you, of course. Now, I do have another clip, but we're going to give a shout-out to CincyGroove.com because they will be celebrating its fourth-year anniversary on November 18th at the Madison Theater in Covington. Music for the evening is provided by headliner Acoustic Hookah and local openers Hickory Robot and Carol Walker. Cincy Groove will also be holding a canned food drive. This is why we're telling you about it. It's a canned food drive and winter clothing drive for to benefit the Free Store Food Bank and St. Vincent de Paul. This will be an all-ages event, and the doors will open at 7 and the show's at 8. So we'll give a shout-out to Scott from the Cincy Groove for that event. Now, let's see, we got 17 minutes after, and what's my next time? My next time. So we got about 5 minutes. But I do want to remind you, of course, and I'm going to say this, till he wins or loses, we support Gatewood Galbraith here. He's running for governor in Kentucky. It's about the fourth time. Let's see, he ran 91, 95, 99. What was the next one? I guess that would have been 03.
That was, but he ran for attorney general.
He's dead that year. That's right. That's right. Now, I do have a story open over here that we're going to talk about later in the show because you actually knew about it. And we probably talked about it and I just got stoned and forgot or something, but I want to tell you, you know, we talked about who Gatewood's endorsing, right? Yesterday I asked you about
right.
that. Right. Well, I called Gatewood this morning to see if he, in fact, does endorse anybody or support anybody or if he's opposed to anybody in the Kentucky race, for that matter. And his official word is he doesn't endorse anybody. He loves everybody else's voters. So he's not going to take sides on any of the elections. Of course, you know, he wants your vote for governor. And D. Riley, his running mate as well. And I have a statement that I'm going to read from D. Later in the show about the campaign and be talking more about that. Now, I also want to mention about, again, as I keep saying, city council. And I'm going to read this. I'm going to try. The print is really little. I should have just redid it, and I didn't have time. So I'm going to try to read this. Let's see. And this is one of the folks on council already who we are supporting and endorsing here at Hemp Rock. And if you remember or have listened to past shows, we've talked about Laurie Quinlivan, who's one of our city council members, first timer.
Yeah,
she's a good one. She also was one of the folks, along with Cecil Thomas, who voted to overturn the marijuana ordinance here in Cincinnati. But she's also doing the good work on other stuff. And so we're going to talk more about it, but this is what she sends out in emails to people on her email list. Council members plan to fund evening hours at City Health Clinic after Bootsy Collins' nephew's preventable death from an untreated tooth infection. Okay. So I'm going to talk about that. I'll read this letter from her after the break and talk about why Bootsy and his family had a meeting with some of the council members. And that included Wendell Young, who led the fight against the marijuana ordinance, and Cecil Thomas. So, you know, who'd have thunk, Burn Man, that I would be sitting here on Hemp Rock Radio telling people to vote for Cecil Thomas this year.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
At least he'll admit when he was wrong.
That's it.
That's the main thing about being a politician. Once you know you're wrong, just, okay, man, made the wrong decision. Let's move on.
Let's fix it.
A lot of them want to try to cover that up and stand by their, we ain't changing nothing.
I have to do what my party says. Well, I give Cecil that credit as well, because he did admit he was wrong. Although, you know, he really didn't admit he was wrong. If you remember that interview in January.
Yeah, he wasn't going to totally say he was wrong.
Yeah, he's a little wishy-washy, but, you know, he wanted to move forward. So how about this for Cecil moving forward?
Oh, definitely.
He is there. He is on the main committee for the health committee and is one of the three that is fighting to not only keep the clinics, but extend their hours in the evening. And as somebody who uses these clinics, I have to tell you, Burn Man, you know what I've suffered with my teeth and things like that. And the only place that I have to go with no insurance and very little funds, I have to go to the city clinics. I live in the Cincinnati area, so I can. Now, Bootsy's nephew lived in New Richmond, but they want to set it up so in the evening hours, people that can't get to and don't have those things can actually come into the city and use them. This guy did go to the emergency room, but he did not have the funds to fill the prescription. Now, maybe he didn't know that Kroger's and Walgreens and some of the other places have cheaper fun. You know, they have programs where you can get a prescription for $4 or $5, things like that. So it's possible he wasn't aware of that. And if he had been aware of that, he could have got them. But if he could have gone to the clinic, he could have walked in, been seen by the dentist, got a prescription, and walked over to the window in the same building and had it filled. If he couldn't afford the $2 for the prescription, the buck, whatever it would be, it would go on the books and he could pay for it later. And he'd be alive today raising his daughter. He was a single father.
Who's going to pay for this?
Well, of course it's taxpayer dollars. And that's what they're talking about, is allocating.
Just
because
people
they have
in the city
it.
Of Cincinnati paying for this, and then people, New Richmond's rolling in from another county?
Well, you know, this guy was from New Richmond. That's where Bootsy's nephew was. So that's why I do want to read this. But for the amount of what it would cost to save somebody's life, I don't really have too much of an issue with it. Because if New Richmond can't provide it...
Well, someone needs to.
Somebody needs to. That's right. Either that or have a program at the hospitals that if they tell somebody, or hey, they say, so do you, can you fill this prescription? If they say, I don't have the money, then they should be allowed to, because the hospitals have pharmacies.
University Hospital does that, don't they?
Well,
I know they used to.
I don't know. See, that's just it.
It wasn't too long ago they used to.
Well, what most people also, well, first of all, the question is would they have given him the script to be filled at the hospital pharmacy? Okay, now you can go to the emergency and you'll get the prescription. You will get a bill for it. Okay, not the prescription, but the entire visit to the emergency room. But you can at least go there, and that's what he did. He just didn't have the money. Now, why the guy did not ask somebody in his family for the few bucks that it would have taken to get a prescription filled, I can't speculate. Maybe he was just afraid to ask. Maybe, you know, some people are just like that. They don't
felt it wasn't necessary.
Maybe he didn't think it was that bad, and he just didn't want to blow. Maybe in his mind he was lowering himself to ask for money for a lousy prescription. I don't know. I can't speculate what was going on in his mind. But obviously it was tainted by the poison of the infection, because that is what killed him. The infection went to his brain. So maybe it was affecting his thought process, and, you know, I don't know. But I know that as a user of these clinics, I do support what they're doing. And I don't know all the details yet, but we'll talk about that in the next break, because this is, I'm going to read this better. And anyway, so we'll be talking about that and some of the other people that we want you to support in the city council campaign. So let's see. We've got 1:23, I think it is. Is that what the clock says?
That one's wrong.
Yeah, that one's wrong. Yep, 1:23. And... we will try to stay on a little bit of schedule. So let's do that. We're going to play this clip, and then we'll come back after the break. This clip, you know, it was done live. Bear that in mind. It was done live at the 2011, this past year's Worldwide Marijuana March Hemp Rock Hemp Fest in Miami Town, and at the Riverfront West Sports Park. This is, of course, Harmonicool. Harmonicool. Now, of course, the song is for the Teapot Party, because we are the Northern Kentucky Cincinnati Teapot Party. So this song was on behalf of that group that he is a part of, as well as the Gatewood campaign. So we're going to at least play this one more time before the campaign is over for Gatewood tomorrow. And then we'll be back right after that. Of course, we are Hemp Rock Radio. He is the Burn Man. I am the Happy Hemptress. And we'll be back after the break here at WVQC.
This is to promote the Teapot Party. The song is called Join the Teapot Party. And it's all about everyone signing petitions over in Northern Kentucky to get Gatewood Galvin elected as the next governor of the state of Kentucky. So that's what it's all about. It's called Join. And you can help me sing it if you want. It's here. It's the chorus is super easy. And it makes me feel good if you join along. So it goes like this. It's good for you and me. Join the team. Teapot Party and vote for Gatewood Dree. Help me out now, please. Join the Teapot Party. It's good for you and me. Oh, join the Teapot Party and vote for a Gatewood G. It's good for you and me. Join the Teapot Party and vote for Gatewood G. G. Okay. It's time somebody stood up for what is fair and good and supports the voice of nature that rings out from the woods. You cannot keep the people from doing what they want. So vote for Gatewood Galbraith. The movement's taking on. Welcome Willie Nelson, our friend in brotherhood, who practices what he preaches, and liberty justice stood. Get all your friends together and sign that petition down to put him on the ballot. Kentucky Gatewood now! Whoa, join the Teapot Party. It's good for you and me. Help me out. Join the Teapot Party and vote for Gatewood G. Join the Teapot Party. It's good for you and me. Join that Teapot Party and vote for Gatewood G.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Mann, Mr. Harmonicool. Give him a hand there. Give it again. You guys are having a good time, right? Good music so far? Y'all approve? Give a thumbs up? All right. If you're liking the music, because we got more coming up, really good. We're going to get a little bit funky later. We're going to get a little bit hippie later.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
WVQC. Radio for the people, by the people.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at facebook.com/teapotparty or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQCLP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
All right. We love Willie. You know, we screwed up, Burn Man. Did you know that?
How's that?
We got stoned and missed it. We forgot. Willie was up at Akron.
Oh, yeah, last we did Friday. Get stoned and miss.
This past Friday, we got stoned and forgot. But actually, you know, he is on tour, so I'm going to give you some of the cities that he's got coming up because we love Willie and we want you to know where he's coming. Let's see, the 11th. Today is the 7th, so that what makes 7, 8, 9, 10, Friday? Yeah, that would be Friday. I had to count with my fingers. Anyway, the 11th Friday show is in Thackerville, Oklahoma. Okay. But you know what? Oklahoma's not okay. They like to throw 31-year-old mothers, Indian mothers, in prison for selling $31 worth of marijuana. So Oklahoma is not okay. But for those good folks that are there, Willie's going to play this Friday night in Thackerville. And on Saturday the 12th, I'll tell you where I was on November 12th in 1987. I was at the Hoosier Dome at the Pink Floyd concert. Isn't that cool? 1987. I remember that date, November 12th. Anyway, Willie's going to be in Granbury, Texas. And on the 13th is Houston, Texas. On the 16th is Halotes, Texas, or Halote. I'm not really sure how that's pronounced, but it is at Floor's Country Store. Boy, that's going to be a small performance, or that's a really big country store. And on the 17th, of course, San Angelo, Texas. And Kinder, Louisiana. You think they're kinder there than Oklahoma?
They got any kind bud there.
Yeah, it's Louisiana. I don't know. You know, there was a politician in Louisiana back in the 90s that wanted to put the death penalty up for a bill for trafficking in marijuana. Did you know that, Burn Man?
I'd heard something about it.
Yeah. One of Louisiana's, I believe he was a senator, wanted to give the death penalty to people selling marijuana. I hope he's not a politician down there anymore. I hope the Hurricane Katrina blew him away. November 19th with Willie is Choctaw, Mississippi. And December 30th, he takes a break up past Christmas. From November 19th to December 30th, he's going to, looks like about a six-week break over the holidays. Right before Thanksgiving, he's taken off. So I guess from last show, he's going to head back to Texas where he lives and spend the holidays with the family. And then on December 30th, he's getting ready to party. Austin, Texas, on New Year's Eve. And then on New Year's Eve, a second show. Same place. It is the ACL Live Moody Theater. Two shows for the New Year's Eve on the 30th and 31st. And it takes another break. Then on January 5th is in Amarillo, Texas. And I'm going to say this, Winnie, Texas, on January 7th. But that tour does continue, so we'll keep you up on the tour. And other dates that are coming. Maybe he'll swing back around and do another leg in this area, like Roger Waters. For those of you who know I'm a Floyd fan, Roger Waters, the bass player from Pink Floyd, has been touring, I swear to God, it seems like 2 years now, with The Wall. And he's going to come back for another leg. He's swinging back around to the United States next year. And he's going to be doing Detroit, Chicago, Illinois, Indianapolis, Louisville, and I think St. Louis is some of the cities just in the kind of the circle around us. You notice how he doesn't come to Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Not since 1990. Maybe it wasn't 99. Maybe it was 2000. I think it was 2000 he hit with the In the Flesh tour over at Riverbend. But he's not been back to Cincinnati since, so boy, certainly hope he adds Cincinnati. There is a couple of dates in there that he could sneak into Cincinnati, so maybe he's sneaking it in. We'll let you know.
We got a better chance of getting high with Willie than we do
with Roger. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to go. I definitely am going to go up to Detroit and maybe one other show, because I have seen it. It's brilliant, of course, the way they do it. But nothing like seeing it live. And once you see it, you got to see it again. So, folks, I don't know what to say. But if you can't get out to Roger to see The Wall, you do still have another week to see Australian Pink Floyd show. They are still in our area. And if you're listening in another country, they'll be coming to yours soon, because they're constantly touring as well. But they don't have a show again until Wednesday. They'll be in Clearwater, Florida on the 9th. That's Wednesday at Miami Beach. Miami, Florida on the 10th. The 11th, again, was Friday, of course. They're in Melbourne, Florida, and their very, very last United States show this tour is Saturday, the 12th, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Which Pink Floyd band is this?
This is the Australian Pink Floyd show.
So many of them.
They're, you know,
it confuses me.
There are more Pink Floyd tribute bands than any other tribute band in the world, and this band is the biggest of all of them. So if you like tribute bands and you like Pink Floyd, they are definitely the one to see. There's a few other ones out there that are pretty cool, too, and do great shows. Matter of fact, the other half that split off, you know, they got to have the split. Everybody's splitting. There is now the British Pink Floyd as well that morphed out of some of the members of Aussie. They'll be coming around next spring, I think, in this area. So we'll let you know about that. But, again, one more week on Aussie. But back to regular stuff. Well, sort of. All right, where's my thing? Where did it go? I lost it. I had it. Folks are going, what? Is she stoned? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to try to... Oh, where did it go? Goodness. Well, I do want to tell you this. This is something that I sort of got a kick out of, and I sort of agree with it. And being a radio show and a radio station here, I'm going to touch a little bit of this, and y'all can be left with your own opinions on this. Now, if you don't know, you are listening to Hemp Rock Radio. We are here at WVQC LP, low power, and we are here at Media Bridges. And so I'm sure that some of the guys here know about this, but I think this is really funny, Burn Man. I found this on the ChristianRepublic.com. I love to see the Christian conspiratists. They want to throw us in jail, but then they act like everybody's out to get them. This is the headline. The feds have granted themselves new powers over broadcasters. On November 9th, that's in 2 days, folks, 2011, a test will be conducted of the new emergency alert system, similar to the emergency broadcast system that we've all been familiar with, which was created to bring us important information such as weather warnings and national emergency updates. Well, now the federal government has centralized that system. According to the FCC website, the EAS, or the Emergency Alert System, is a national public warning system that requires broadcasters, cable television systems, wireless cable systems, satellite digital audio radio service providers, and direct broadcast satellite DBS providers to provide the communications capability to the president to address the American public during a national emergency. The system also may be used by state and local authorities to deliver important emergency information, such as amber alerts and weather information targeted to specific areas. The first nationwide test of the Emergency Alert System, the EAS, will be carried out on November 9th. Remember, when all television broadcaster... I'm going to edit them as I read. Remember when all television broadcasters had to transition to digital platforms and the government helped to pay for the digital converter boxes? Actually, the government had to help pay. Again, I'm editing these guys. It wasn't very clear why they had to make the transition at the time, but this helps to clear up some of the confusion, the FCC goes on to say on their website. Now, what they're talking about, folks, is, if you missed it, we're now on digital TV. I complain and bitch about it all the time. I hate digital TV. I told you all it was a scam. Now, I didn't even think about this stuff. I still think it's a scam that the cable companies and the satellite companies got together, helped lobby and push the digital TV through, because digital TV sucks. If you don't have and I'm not even going to say if you have an antenna on the roof, because the little crappy antenna I have in my roof doesn't get as good a reception as the same crappy antenna in my closet in the kitchen.
I got different channels every day.
Yeah. One day they come in, you know, like Dayton can come in at one time, the next day it's gone and the antenna's not moved.
Yeah.
It is pathetic, folks. And, you know, at one time, you know, I know you all know, we used to sit and watch Dayton in the fuzz. I'd rather have the fuzz back. Because if you lose any little tiny bit of that signal, it's just gone. There is no fuzz. And so here's the other reason, apparently, why they did this. The FCC, in conjunction with Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Weather Service, or the NWS, implements the EAS, the Emergency Alert System, at the federal level. The president has sole responsibility for determining when the EAS will be activated at the national level and has delegated this authority to the director of FEMA. Like they can handle anything. FEMA is responsible for the implementation of the national level activation of the EAS tests and exercises. The NWS develops emergency weather information to alert the public about imminent dangerous weather conditions. Now they go on to say the FCC's role includes prescribing rules that establish technical standards for the EAS, procedures for EAS participants to follow in the event the EAS is activated, and EAS testing protocols. Additionally, the FCC ensures that the EAS state and local plans developed by industry conform to FCC EAS rules and regulations. Now this is their commentary. This is not mine. This is going to be like War of the Worlds. When people tune in halfway through, they're going to think that this is my feelings. But I'm saying this. This is the opinion and the commentary from the ChristianRepublic.com. And they say, let's look at this carefully. The federal government now has the ability to control all the media outlets, including cable, wireless, and radio broadcasters, from a single switchboard in the event of an emergency. And the determiner of the state of emergency is the president, and only the president, which this president has now delegated that authority to the director of FEMA. There will be no congressional oversight. Controls by local broadcasters or any other means of the checks and balance system to prevent an abuse of the EAS, but we are told not to be concerned. I am not going to read this whole thing. They go on to say it's a conspiracy. It's kind of like, you know, when the aliens take over the White House and the president is really an alien and they make you stop everything you're doing and they turn on that system where he talks to everybody through the radio and the television and you can't escape the president. Well, that's what they're talking about, folks. I'm not going to say that that's true or not, because, you know, President Obama might be an alien. I don't know. He very well could be an alien. I bet you the folks that say he doesn't have an American birth certificate would tell you he's an alien. But we'll see what happens. I'm certain that WVQC will probably be part of that. And who knows what's going to happen. We might have a situation like the Nazi Germany folks, where everything came over from the president or their Fuhrer over the broadcast system, and in sci-fi movies as well. But we'll keep up on that, because it could be a good thing. It could be used as a bad thing. It's just like everything else in the world. It's a double-edged sword. In the meantime, let's go to a break, Burn Man, and we'll come back and I'll ramble some more about City Council. Of course, we are Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and he is the Burn Man, rolling up the pot, and we're both smoking it today. So this goes out to our friend Steve. He couldn't wait to get me this, and we have it. It's called Sacred Love, from a band called Bad Brains. Now, the reason we're going to play it, it's not because we're into love songs, but apparently this guy was busted for trafficking, and while he was in jail, he wrote this song. So we'll come back after the break and talk more about City Council.
Our business in the streets. We reality. I'm in here, you're out there, we know I cry. No crying, no lying, I declare. Maybe, maybe, maybe that will bless us to be one tomorrow. Is it from you every Tuesday? Right on time. A picture of you came through in the mail. Not far. You got me hanging on a miracle. Spiritually, I'm in here. You're out there. We know I'm proud. No crying, no lying. I have declared. Physical communication. Be brave to present to me all. In the depths of your soul, put it out at will. And if one is the reach in this confession, we expect so much from this love. And I get sick of the soaked love. And I get sick of the soaked love.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hip Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
All right. Like I said earlier in the show, if you missed the show, I spoke to Gatewood earlier this morning to ask him if there was anybody in particular that he supported, didn't support, and he said he doesn't want to endorse or not endorse anybody. He supports everybody, and he supports everybody's voters and hopes they vote for him.
That's what he told me the last election.
I can't say he's a fence rider, but he certainly is somebody who doesn't want to burn bridges even with the idiot politicians. And, you know, if you're going to be governor, I guess you got to deal with idiots. And if that doesn't suggest that Gatewood is cut out for the job, And I'm going to share something with everybody. You know, I know that some of the folks out there are going to go, that girl is out of her damn mind. Excuse that expression, live on the radio. But and then others are going to go, let me think about this for a minute. You know, not everybody believes in reincarnation. I happen to believe, I'm not going to say 100% because I can't prove it. If I can't prove it, I'm not going to say that it's 100%. But a large percentage of my mind tells me that reincarnation could be real. And if it is, I'm going to pose something to you. I think Gatewood is the reincarnation of President Lincoln. Now, I could be just some, you know, goofy chick, I don't know, goofy hippie that thinks these things. But, you know, if, let's say, for instance, this is just a proposal. Let's just say, for instance, that reincarnation is real. I'm not saying it is, but let's say, for instance, it is. If Gatewood had been reincarnated from anybody, who would you think he'd be reincarnated from? Anybody know what he looks like? From behind, he looks like Abe. And they're both from Kentucky. And guess what? They both used cannabis.
And they're both attorneys.
They're both attorneys. And how many times did it take Lincoln to get in office?
A few.
I don't even know how many times he ran before he actually won office and then eventually became president. Now, does that mean that I think Gatewood's going to be president one day? Well, God, I hope so. Maybe we'll get this country back in shape. What it really is. Now, I could just be crazy and a stoner. I don't know. Maybe there's no such thing as anything after we die. But I'm just going to believe for a minute that if, in fact, Gatewood is the reincarnation of Lincoln, you think it's time we got him in office as governor of Kentucky so he could do the good work again. And if not, hey, vote for him anyway because he's still going to do the good work and keep a legacy of constitutional law and justice and things like that Lincoln stood for, a man from Kentucky.
And we need someone to protect the pot smokers.
And that too, yeah. Now, real quick, we're going to talk more about it tomorrow, but don't forget, if you are registered to vote, please get out there. Please, it's November 8th tomorrow. Please do your civic duty. Don't step on the graves of all the soldiers and even the beds of the injured soldiers that have fought, even if they really didn't. Some of them have fought for your right to choose and your right to vote in this country for our freedom. So let's just pretend it's the Civil War again and you're not voting. You're not helping the North beat the South. Well, no, I'm joking on that. Of course, it really wasn't about that. It was, again, about freedom. And beyond that, let's talk about not the Civil War, but the war against England. Okay, we broke away from them here because we wanted to control our own destiny. Well, guess what? If you don't vote, you're not controlling your destiny. You're letting somebody else do it for you. And if only 10% of the people of Kentucky vote, 10% of the population of Kentucky is creating your own destiny if you sat at home and forgot to get registered and don't go out tomorrow to vote for Gatewood or anybody else. Now, real quick, Jack Conway, we don't want you to vote for him, and tell him why, Burn Man.
Oh, well, he's his brother apparently is a prosecutor up in Louisville. I don't know what county that is, but they're in Louisville, Kentucky. And his brother Jack is tipping him off.
Who's the attorney general? Let's get a clue.
The attorney general.
Yeah. Jack Conway. Beat Gatewood, right? Beat Gatewood in the attorney general's office a few years ago, and he's running again. And in the interim, his brother got busted or something? Oh, he tipped him off that they were watching him.
They were watching him.
And he was...
He's the prosecutor there in
the county.
Whatever that county is in Louisville.
Yeah, the county surrounding Louisville, Kentucky. This brother of Jack Conway.
He's the dope dealer up there.
Yeah.
And then you can listen to Jack, because I interviewed him at Fancy Farm 4 years ago and asked him about medical marijuana. Go to Pot Smoker 840's channel and listen to that SOB.
You sent me the link.
I sent you the link.
Yeah, I might have posted it on my Facebook. You can also go to the Facebook, I think, and find that. If not, we'll post that. Because I wanted to... Oh, no, I think I downloaded it. I didn't post it. I downloaded it so I could rip the audio. And I was going to do that for tomorrow's show. So if they don't have time to go to your YouTube channel, we'll play the audio of that tomorrow.
Yeah, you really need to see his face. arrogance of this guy.
True, yeah. And so, you know, I made a comment to that about to Gatewood about that, and he just kind of laughed. Well, what are brothers for? You know, of course, that's the joke. And, you know, I've said it before. The criminals have become the politicians. And if that doesn't confirm that, I don't know what does. So real quick, I'm going to give these quick rundown, and then we'll talk more about it tomorrow. On issues in Ohio, issue one would raise the maximum age for judges' office pursuant to the election from the age of 70 to 75. So the crappy judges could stay on longer and get 5 more years of our money for doing crappy jobs as a judge. So I'm going to tell you to vote no on issue two. Make them retire like everybody else, okay? Because getting old isn't helping some of these judges. So at 70, let them quit. Let them get retired and go golf somewhere, as far as I'm concerned. So vote no on issue one for judicial reform. For labor, that is issue two. I want you to vote no on issue two. As they say, tell Governor John Kasich that we've had enough. And so, you know, this is, as I told you, like the Wisconsin governor broke the unions in Wisconsin, and then they hired prison labor to replace the people that they fired. It's going to be the same thing here in Ohio, folks.
Slavery,
that's right. They've got 5 prisons now been sold to the private industry, and they're standing by waiting for the governor here to break the unions for the and not allow them to do collective bargaining. So it isn't that I support unions, but I do not support breaking them and giving prison labor, and we already know the plan. So vote no on issue two. Issue three, I'm going to say vote yes on this because I don't support Obamacare because I don't want to be forced into it like auto insurance. So issue three is exempt residents from Ohio from national health care mandates. In other words, being mandated to get the insurance. And if you don't, you're fined $1,500. So if you can't afford the health insurance, how can you afford the fine?
Well, then if you don't pay the $1,500, what, you go to jail?
You know, who knows? That's the whole point. So I'm with the Republicans on this one. Vote no on it, or vote yes on issue three. I also, real quick, I want you to vote yes on issue 44. That will help lower electric bills. I want you to also vote to renew the health and hospital levy, just like Reverend Damon Lynch Jr. says. So we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Again, I'll be telling you what council members that I think you should vote for, but we don't want you to vote for Bortz or Giz. And of course, we want you to vote for Laurie Quinlivan, Charlie Winburn, Wendell Young, Roxanne Qualls, and a few other ones. But
Smitherman.
He should have been top of the list. I forgot Smitherman.
He's got to be the top of the list.
Absolutely. Christopher Smitherman. We support him. So we are out of here. We've got Jay coming up for Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience. Go ahead and hit that clip for that promo for the Cincy Groove, and then we'll be out of here, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, Hemp Rock Radio.
CincyGroove.com will be celebrating its 4-year anniversary on November 18th at the Madison Theater in Covington, Kentucky. Music for the evening will be provided by the headliner, Acoustic Hookah, and local openers, Hickory Robot and Carol Walker. CincyGroove.com will also be holding a canned food drive and winter clothing drive to benefit the Free Store Food Bank and St. Vincent de Paul. This will be an all-ages event with doors opening at 7 p.m. and the show beginning at 8 p.m. For more information about the event, go to CincyGroove.com.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe.
Speaking for the legalization of marijuana.
Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
Yeah.